On FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
The biggest ever disaster training exercise in Europe is underway in Kent. Kieran's got the details for KMFM.
Well, firefighters, police and ambulance crews from across London are taking part in the four-day exercise in Dartford. A disused power station is being used to stage the mock emergency. The scenario is based around a tower block collapsing onto an underground station in the capital. It's taken more than a year to plan the exercise, which involves over 1,000 people acting as casualties, along with thousands of tons of rubble and seven tube carriages. Organisers think it'll provide a realistic training environment for specialist urban search and rescue teams from all over the country.
Macedonian police have fired tear gas to disperse hundreds of migrants storming the border with Greece. It comes as half of the so-called jungle refugee camp in Calais is being dismantled. Many of the people living there have been making attempts to get to the UK via Kent. 22 years after his first Academy Award nomination, Leonardo DiCaprio has finally won an Oscar. Nicola has more for KMFM.
Well, this year was always going to be about Leonardo DiCaprio picking up his first Oscar at the sixth time of asking for his role in The Revenant.
Thank you to the Academy. Thank you to all of you in this room. I have to congratulate the other incredible nominees this year for their unbelievable performances.
There was British success in the supporting actor category with Kent's Mark Rylance winning for Bridge of Spies. The 56-year-old from Ashford thanked his director.
I've always just adored stories. Hearing them, seeing them, being in them. So for me to have the chance to work with, I think, one of the greatest storytellers of our time, Steven Spielberg, has just been such an honour.
Brie Larson made it one nomination and one win for Best Actress for her part in Room, but Kate Winslet missed out to Alicia Vikander, who walked away with her first Oscar after a winning role in The Danish Girl. Sam Smith was visibly shaken and stirred to win for Writings on the Wall, the theme to James Bond movie Spectre.
I actually can't breathe right now. Oh my gosh. Thank you to this man here, Jimmy Napes. To all the nominees, you're incredible. Gaga, you're incredible.
The big prize of the evening went to Spotlight, which picked up Best Picture.
KMFM News.
Investigations are continuing after a woman died after falling into the river near the Cuity Bridge at Dartford. Emergency crews, including a police helicopter, were called to the shoreline at Greenhithe at around 9:30 last night. The victim's family have been told. Fire crews remain at the scene of a barn fire in Ashford. They were called to the building, which is used as storage units in the Hinks Hill part of the town, at 3:30 this morning. At its height, around 50 firefighters were tackling the blaze in the roof.
KMFM News.
A Kent hospital has unveiled new GPS-like technology to help detect lung cancer quicker. It'll allow doctors to go deeper into the organs through just one procedure, replacing biopsies, which can be less reliable and take longer. Dr. Syed Hussain is a chest consultant at Medway Hospital.
We'll see the lesion ourselves, we will then biopsy it, and it's like a 3D image, three-dimensional image that we are seeing. So it's more a dynamic picture of the lesion or the cancer, and then we can biopsy that with pinpoint accuracy.
Flights in and out of Gatwick Airport are slowly getting back to normal after the runway had to be closed due to a spillage. Dozens of flights were delayed and diverted for the best part of an hour and a half this morning. The airport says delays are continuing to some departing flights.
KMFM News.
Investigators trying to identify the body of a sailor found washed up in Holland more than 20 years ago say they think he could be from Herne Bay. Cold case detectives have contacted members of the town's sailing club in a bid to identify the man who was discovered on the Dutch coast in 1995. They're linking him with the area after a sail washed up in the same area branded with the letters HB. And it looks like this winter is going to be the warmest in England since records began. A temperature gauge taken from the middle of the country has seen an average of 7 degrees Celsius.
KMFM Sport. With Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
Football and the Manchester City boss Manuel Pellegrini says winning the League Cup means they can continue to trust in what they are doing. They were forced to extra time and penalties by Liverpool, but eventually won 3-1 on spot kicks after the final ended 1-1 at Wembley. Pellegrini says they will now focus on fighting in two more competitions.
We continue involving the Premier League. We have to play another 36 points, so we are not going to give up. The Premier, we made a huge step the other day for Champions League.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.